revenge trading, right? Like, that's the big dark cloud, yeah, right? Absolutely. We all go through it. Like, I mean, you know, we've talked about that. And I know our listeners, if you're traders, you've gone through it. If you're not, you'll soon find out what that means, right? It's so easy to, well, it's not even easy to walk away from a green day, to be honest with you, because then you're thinking you're on the upswing. Yeah. And so let alone a red day, where you feel violated, where you feel like someone took something from you. And this is where you lose your shit and start to go after it really hard. And that's what revenge trading is, for those of you that don't know yet, because you will find out soon.
You'll experience it soon enough.
You'll experience it soon enough. And this is something you want to stay away from. So how do you stay away from it? How do you control revenge trading? How do you not allow it to happen? That's a million-billion-dollar question that even pros at the highest level want to answer. Yeah. And so really, you know, for me, what helps me with revenge trading is a plan. I have a plan where I'm either going to win three or lose two, like whichever one comes first, I'm out. And this is where the discipline comes in. This is where sticking to your plan comes in. And what I like to do is when I'm in a trade and if it goes, you know, against me, which it does, and it's supposed to once in a while, because you're never going to get it all right. What you want to do is walk away. You want to walk away. You want to take a walk. You want to take a breath. You want to have a cup of coffee. You want to do whatever is going to calm you down. You want to read a little bit. And you want to come back because you're going to see completely different market conditions. There might be another setup for you. Or maybe we just need to walk away. And that's what helps me not revenge trade. If I sit there and I stare at the monitor while I'm losing and then I take that loss and I stay there, I'm going to put on another trade because, well, you know how it goes, Josh.
I'm kind of in the same boat as you. The best way to prevent revenge trading is just kind of having a plan in place before you get there. So like you said, whether it be a certain number of losses or a certain number of wins, having just some type of plan before you get there is very important. And also, you kind of touched on, after you take a loser or just kind of a maybe just a loss that kind of hurts a little extra, walking away from the screen is huge. So I think what happens to a lot of people is maybe you'll get into a trade and it'll be a loser, and maybe you're still fine. It's just been the first loser. Then you get in another trade and it's another loser. And then instead of starting to trade setups, now you're trading your P&L. Now you're just taking anything and everything that the market's giving you, and you're just taking trades after trade. And essentially you're not even trading anymore. You're kind of gambling. You're just looking for anything to dig you out of that hole, and it's only going to make it worse. So for me, if I take a big loss, usually walking away for 5 minutes, no trades, then I'll come back, take another trade. And if it happens again, then maybe walk away for 30 minutes. And then if it happens again, just shut it down for the day. So allowing yourself to breathe and kind of maybe meditate in a way and just clear your mind is seriously one of the best things you can do. That'll save your account a lot.
Well, I mean, we forget that this is not the last trade, right? I mean, there's going to be thousands of trades within your career. And so, you know, forcing a trade right afterwards just because you're emotional and, you know, you feel like something, you know, got taken away from you and you were violated is not the answer. I'll tell you, like, I've been through this. I've, you know, for every gray hair on my head here, yeah, I've lost quite a bit of money. So understanding it, coming to terms with it is really going to help you, that this is a part of the deal. You're going to take a loss once in a while. And so there's no need to get aggressive, because all that's going to do is you're going to dig yourself a bigger hole, and it's going to be hard to recover and come out of it. And eventually you'll ruin a really good thing. So at all costs, walk away, take the pain. It's pain. I get it. I'm on your side. It's pain. Take it and walk away, and you'll be glad you did.
Yeah.